Amen. It's good to be here this morning. This is my first winter in 7 years. So, I'm struggling with a cold. I went back to Liberia in 2005, and so since then I've been back here, but during the summer. So somebody told me to come here during the winter, so here am I. It's good to be here, Charlotte. Good to see you again, and just stop by here for a few minutes just to share with you on my way back to Liberia to make sure things are ready to receive this great group that's on their way. John, God bless you. Cecilia and others, Marella, and those are the names of folk that I know, and I know the rest of you also, but I don't know your names. Thank you. It's good to be here, and I'm here with my younger brother, my twin brother. We're not twins. He just got his good looks from me. It's my younger brother, Stan Joseph. Amen. Amen. Flew down from Atlanta on last night to give me some memorabilia to take back to Liberia for the anniversary. So and he wanted to come to church with me this morning. Amen. God bless you. It's good to be here. Let us stand. That's my tradition. I believe that's yours in honor of the Word of God. We go to the stadiums and we stand and we shout. We may as well stand for the Word of God. Amen. All right. Amen. So every now and then you hear me say amen. If you're not sleeping, you can borrow me a few amens so that we might be out of here early. If I have to preach a seminar by myself today, we will be done when I'm finished. Turn to the person standing next to you. Say, help the pastor out this morning. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Exodus chapter 15, verses 22 to 27. Exodus chapter 15, verses 22 to 27. Exodus chapter 15. Exodus is in the Old Testament. Exodus chapter 15. If you're already there, say amen. Amen. Still looking, say, wait a minute, preacher. I'll wait a few seconds. Exodus chapter 15, verses 22 to 27. It's always good to be back at Charlotte because I feel just like when I'm back at Providence. So just excuse me as I cut up and carry on. I feel at home today. All right. Amen. Amen. And it reads, then Moses led Israel from the Red Sea and they went into the desert of Shur. For 3 days they traveled in the desert without finding water. When they came to Marah, they could not drink its water because it was bitter. This is why the place is called Marah. So the people grumble against Moses, saying, what are we to drink? Sound like us today. Then Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. He threw it into the water, and the water became sweet. There the Lord made a decree and the law and the Lord fought them, and there he tested them. The emphasis of our message today, verse 26. And he said, if you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his command and keep all of his decrees, then I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Then they came to Elim, where there were 12 springs and palm trees and 70 palm trees, and they camped there near the water. Let us pray. God of grace and God of glory, on this thy people pour all thy power. Grant us wisdom and grant us courage for the facing of this hour. Lord, may I yield my sermon to your utterance, my sight to your faith, and my reconstructed imagination to your divine inspiration. Speak for us, speak to us, speak through us, and help us to hear from heaven today. Let the words of my mouth and the collective meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. See, there's some improvement here. More space for the preacher to move around, and I like this pulpit. It may be a little tad taller for me, but that's all right. I adjust myself to it. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Today's message is a part of a series of messages we preached at Providence, a series of messages entitled the If series. And so just allow me to share one of these messages with you this morning as I make my way back to Providence. Amen? Amen. So this morning we will speak to you from the theme, the if in God's blessings. The if in God's blessings. Are you with me? You hear that every now and then, and if you're not sleeping, just say amen. Are you with me? Amen. Amen. The if in God's blessings, taken from Exodus chapter 15. Today we want to examine the importance of the later conjunction, if. This later conjunction appears 1,784 times in the New International Version of the Bible. In the New Testament, it appears 653 times. Listen, the conjunction if is a little word which has a very big meaning. Are you with me? Listen. One of these little things that makes a big difference. This little conjunction, Shiloh 1, introduces great possibilities. If it takes me 7 years, I shall do it. This little conjunction also introduces a conditional clause. That is, if you have a complaint, he says, write the director of your company. If you like, I'll put in a word for you. If you have stayed, most wife would say to the husband, if you had stayed home, that would never have happened. Listen, in today's text here, in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, then Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood, the text says. Then he threw it into the water, and the water became sweet. Listen, there the Lord made a decree, and the Lord for the people, and there God tested them. The text says, he says, if you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all of his decrees, and he says, then I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians. Listen. Diseases are just dis-ease, you see. When life is all right, you can move with ease. When disease sets in, all it does is dis your ease, and you can't move like you want to move. Listen, so God said to these people, I got some blessings for you, but my blessings are conditioned on some answer. If you do this, then I will do this. Listen, there is a if and a then condition in God's blessings. Because sometimes we think God's just going to throw his blessings at us in spite of who we are and what we do. No, there are times when God said, I got some stuff stored up for you, but those things are conditional, choir. Are you with me? Listen, the journey of the Israelites away from the God led them away from the bondage of Egypt to the blessings of the promised land. God led them from Egypt to an endless possibilities in a new land of where God has some blessings for them. Listen, the setting of this text is in the wilderness. By the way, by the time we get to chapter 15 in today's text, the Lord had already led Israel out of Egypt to a new land with his mighty hand. Listen, church, they were not long out of Egypt and wandering through the wilderness searching for water. Listen, oh my God, water is required for life and is urgent in the wilderness situation. There is no water. Exactly what they need in the wilderness experience of their life. Without water, the people begin to complain. They were restless and discontented. They turned into a crisis of leadership. Listen, through my spiritually reconstructed imagination, I hear them say to Moses, Moses, what have you done for us lately? Listen, listen, church. Moses does not respond to the complaints of the people. Rather, Moses quickly turned the water crisis of the nation into a God situation. Listen, church. Moses knew long ago that we must take our burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Too often we want to carry our burden when things get messed up. But Moses said, I can't handle the water situation. I'm going to take it to God. Listen, whereas murmuring and rebellion are typical of God's people, Shiloh restoring and forgiving and rescuing and healing are typical of the God that we serve. Listen, Shiloh, God provided for Moses and the Israelites a name, a means, thereby the bitter water spring called Marah became sweet. God provided the situation for them where their bitter situation was transformed into a better situation and experiences, and God worked wonders for them in the wilderness. Church, listen, the wilderness of life will hand us bitter water. Listen, listen, but we can trust God to turn our bitter circumstances into blessed situations. Listen, Shiloh, God moved Israel from no water in verse 22 to a whole lot of water in verse 27 by his divine blessing. Listen, this even was a test of faith for the Israelites. Would they trust God? But it was also an object lesson in God's nature. Listen, whenever God has an opportunity to bless us, it's an object lesson in God's nature. Here, God turned the bitter water sweet, bad water good. Then God said, I am the Lord who heals you. Want to know who I am? What's about my nature? See me work some miracle out of your messes. Listen, this is the first lesson that God taught them after they crossed the Red Sea. At the Red Sea, they learned that God was a deliverer. At Marah, they learned that God is a healer. The if in God's blessings. Church, freedom from Egypt is not followed immediately by an instant transit to the promised land. Instead, listen, the Hebrew escaped from Egypt into the wilderness, and that just blew my mind. I said, but God, these people have messed, gone through all kinds of things in the wilderness. When you took them out, why didn't you just deliver them and give them what they needed? God say, I got some more stuff for them to do. Listen, listen, church, listen, 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 listen. Sometimes when God takes us out of our paths, God doesn't place us directly into our future. He listen, why, Pastor said, I'm glad you asked, Deacon. Why? Because God takes us through the wilderness from our past now into our future. Why? Because God wants to prepare us in the wilderness for what God has in store for us into the future. That's why he doesn't deliver you from your past directly into your future. He takes you into a wilderness where he prepares you, he molds you, he remakes you, gets you ready for what he has in store. Then he picks you up and delivers you into your future. Say, here is the blessings I got for you. But God, I just had some mess. God said, you're not ready for the blessing I got in store for you right now. So I need you to take you through some wilderness experiences. Because God knows, listen, what we do with our ifs and how we handle our ifs. Listen now, listen to me. Determine most of the time, if not all of the time, how and what God does with God's den. Oh, I don't think you got that. Let me give it to you one more time for free. What we do with our ifs and how we handle our ifs determine most, if not all of the time, what God does with God's den. If, then. Are you with me? Listen, listen, listen. Here, God tells them, if
you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes. If you pay attention to his command and keep all of his decrees, then if you do this, then it means if you done, you don't get the then. He says, if you do, then I will bring you unto you, not bring unto you the diseases that I put on the people of Egypt. Listen, now Moses delivered God's people because they delivered and they heard God's word and obeyed God's command. If how you deal with that if determines what God does with his den. So sometimes that kind of tells me that it's sometimes that we really got an influence over God. God says if you do this, then I'm ready to do this for you. But my ready to do this for you is predicated upon the fact that you need to do some things. Listen, God's statement of condition in this text is an if-then statement of conditionality. That's why he says, if you listen carefully to the voice, if you pay attention to his command, to my command, and keep all my decrees, then I will bring on you the blessings that I didn't give to the Egyptian. Listen, what God is saying in this text is that there is no free offer of healing. That what we do with what God gives us determine what God does with what God has. Woo! What God is saying here, church, is that we cannot be healed sometimes of the cause and effects of a disease or an illness if we insist on continuing the practices that initially produced the condition of our problems. Are you with me? Are you listening? Listen, in the case of this text, he says that the healing of the diseases of Egypt require coming under the command of God. Listen, in renouncing the command of Egypt. They just came out of Egypt. They've been long time under the command of Egypt. And if they want to get God's blessing, they need to recuse themselves from Egypt's command and put themselves under the command of the great I am that I am in order to receive this God's blessing. Oh, we want to be in the world and let the world control us and tell us how to behave and how to love and how not to love. But then we want God's blessing. No. If you want God's blessing, you need to be under God's command of how to love and how to care and how not to hate in spite of race and color and creed. If you want God's blessing, you need to be under God's command. Whoo! Listen, church. God is saying to us in more contemporary terms that yesterday's solutions can't solve today's problem. Listen, God is saying to us in more contemporary terms, if you want to be healed of the flu, you don't take medicines for joint pain. God is saying to us in more contemporary terms, if you always do what you always did, then you always get what you always got. Listen, church, God is saying to us today, sometimes in order for us to inherit God's blessings, we must be ready to obey God's instructions. The if in God's blessings. The threat of obedience sometimes run through our hands. Our choice of life's crossroads must be subject to God's command. If we find them set out in his word. Listen, it's rather significant that it was at Marah where the bitter water was made sweet that we read, there the Lord made a decree and the Lord fought them and their God tested them. There he made a condition of his continued blessing. If you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his command, listen, oh man, many times God wait for our better situation for God to show us how loving he is and how sweet our God is, because sometimes life is just too sweet. The world fools us and give us a pseudo sense of sweetness, but when we get in our messes, God shows up with some sweetness. Oh, how sweet God is. Listen, all healing of spirit, soul, and body depends upon obedience. It is common sense that if we are sick but fail to take the prescribed medicine by the doctor, we are unlikely to get better. Healing isn't a changing of God's law. No, it is an outcome of obedience to God's law. Obedience makes its way for God to act, to restore, and to provide for our need. A few months ago, I fell ill with malaria, because where I come from, the mosquitoes bred, because they have party on us. I don't know about you. It was a special kind of medicine my wife told me to take. I just don't like it because it's too bitter, and I stayed sick for many days. And she came home one day, honey, are you all right? I couldn't even talk. She said, if you were taking that medicine 2 days ago, you've been all right. God got his medicine in store for us to take care of the problem the world ran into us, but we still don't want to be under God's command. The eighth in God's blessings. Listen, in Genesis chapter 18, then the Lord said, the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great and their sin so grievous that I will go down and see if they have done as what they've done is so bad as the outcry that has reached me. Then Abraham approached God and said, will you sweep away the righteous with the wicked? Abraham began his own ifs. He said, what if there are 50 righteous in the city? The Lord, my, listen to God and Abraham have a fine conversation. Abraham said, what if you find 50 righteous in the city? Then the Lord said, if I find 50, then, listen, I will spare the whole place for their sake. If we want God's den to happen to us, we must live by God's if. Listen, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. If thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, and observe and do all his command, which I have commanded you this day, then the Lord said, I will set thee on high above the nations of the earth. In Esther chapter 4, when Esther's word was reported to Mordecai, he sent back his answer. He said, do not think that because you are in the king's house, you alone with all the Jews would escape. Don't think because the gun violence hasn't touched your family, it's not important, it's not significant. Don't think because it hasn't touched your business, you can stand up to the NRA. You can tell God is bigger than the NRA. God can solve that problem for this nation. Let me tell you, listen to what he says. Esther said, then he says, for if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will come and arise from another place. If you think it hasn't reached your family, you don't need to talk about it. If it hasn't touched your business, you don't need to talk about it. If you're getting a little bit of support money from the NRA and nobody knows about it, don't think if you don't speak up, God's not going to take care of God's problem. Because our problems are God's problem. And God solves his problem when God gets ready. If you remain silent, God will solve his problem anyway. Who knows that you may have come to royal position for such a time as this. Church, if we want God's den to happen to us, we must live by God's if. The if in God's blessings. I'm coming home now, church. You're doing all right. Listen, in 2 Chronicles chapter 4, chapter 7, verse 14, the Lord said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray and seek my face, if my people, then I hear from heaven, forgave their sins and healed their land. You want your sins forgiven? You want God's ear attention? God said you need to obey his ifs. In Mark chapter 5, verse 28, Sick Shirley said, if only I could touch, if only I could touch the hem of his garment, then I shall be made whole. Church, if we want to be blessed by God, then we must obey God's if. Listen, in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, Paul announces, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is the Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. If you want God's then to happen to you, you must practice God's if. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, Jesus himself showed up. Jesus pronounces here, he says, here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and open the door, then I come in. I'm not going to waste time. I'm going to come in. I'm not going to ask you what you did last night. I'm going to come in. I'm not going to ask you what your name brand is. I'm going to come in. I'm not going to ask you how long you've been in the church. If you open the door, I walk in. The if of God's blessing. God's blessings lying all over the place. There's some blessings God said you really need, you ain't gonna get. Grandmother said you ain't gonna get till you take care of God's debt. But pastor, I've been in the church all my years. In fact, my family started the church. God said that's your business. He said I'm no respecter of persons. Pastor, I work in the city government. I got some important position. God says, come on, I am the great I am that I am. If you want my blessing, there's some ifs that you need to take care of. I'm not asking how long you've been in the church. I'm not asking if you're on the mother, father, sister, child, boy, wherever you are. I'm asking, do you know Jesus? The bright and morning star, do you know Jesus? The lady of the valley, do you know Jesus? The one who died on Calvary so you can have a life and have it more abundantly. If my people who are called not by the church's name, or the pastor's name, or the government's name, if my people who are called, God says, now they're about time God beginning to boast to the world. He says, who are called by my name will humble themselves, seek my face and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will come. If you want some of God's den to happen to you this morning, listen now, look out. There are some ifs that you need to take care of. The if of God's blessings.
Let the church say amen. Everyone stand to their feet. Deacons and deaconess, clergy, help me extend this invitation. Christian discipleship. The then of God's blessings conditioned on the if of our obedience. And I pray now that we would continue to let the Lord have the Lord's way in our lives. Some of us may wonder. Some of us may wonder, why is this happening or why isn't that happening? And yet a question that we need to ask always is, Lord, am I living in your will to the best of my ability? Am I obedient to what you've called me to do? And so I ask right now that the people of God would pray for someone who may not know the Lord for themselves. And so I don't know your name. I don't know your situation. I don't have to know your name. I don't have to know your situation. I don't have to know your condition. But what I do want you to know is a God who is able. So two invitations. If you don't have a church home, you may say, listen, I've already saved. I know the Lord, but I'm out of fellowship with a church home. And God is saying to you, I want you to be in fellowship, right? Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. I want you to be in a Bible preaching, Bible teaching church. And if you know that invitation is for you today, I want you to come forward and step out and give us your hand and give God your heart. If you don't have a church home, but you sense that the Lord might be leading you here, I want you to step out and give us your hand and give God your heart in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Someone looking for a church home. I think there may be someone in the back coming forward in the name of Jesus. Secondarily, if you don't know the Lord for yourself and you want to know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I invite you to come and give us your hand and give God your heart also in the name of Jesus. Somebody give God a praise offering for this young lady that's coming forward. So these two invitations are extended. Go ahead and sing, gentlemen. Go ahead and sing to the glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.